The stimulus versus austerity debate. How to end the global economic crisis. 5 years after the crisis began, economists and policymakers are still discussing whether the best policy response is fiscal stimulus or fiscal austerity. In order to get a clearer idea of how these policies work, let us listen to two influential voices in this debate. Robert Skidelsky, Professor of Political Economy at the University of Warwick. We all know how the global economic crisis began. The banks overlent to the housing market. The subsequent burst of the housing bubble in the United States caused banks to fail, because banking had gone global, and the big banks held one another's bad loans. Banking failure caused a credit crunch. Lending dried up, and economies started shrinking. So governments bailed out banks and economies, producing a sovereign debt crisis. With everyone busy deleveraging, economies failed to recover. Much of the world, especially Europe, but also the slightly less sickly US, remains stuck in a semi-slump. So how do we escape from this hole? The familiar debate is between austerity and stimulus. Austerians believe that only balancing government budgets and shrinking national debts will restore investor confidence. The Keynesians believe that without a large fiscal stimulus, a deliberate temporary increase of the deficit, the European and US economies will remain stuck in recession for years to come. I am one of those who believe that recovery from the crisis requires fiscal stimulus. I would expand fiscal deficits, not try to shrink them. I advocate this for the old-fashioned Keynesian reason that we are suffering from a deficiency of aggregate demand, that the fiscal multiplier is positive, and that the most effective way to reduce the private and public debts in the near future is by taking steps to boost growth in national income now. Moreover, stimulus policies should aim to stimulate not just demand per se. They must focus instead on stimulating ecologically friendly demand. We need more care, not more cars. So stimulus money should go to health, education, and environmental protection. Wolfgang Schäuble, Germany's Federal Minister of Finance. Whatever role that markets may have played in catalyzing the sovereign debt crisis in the Eurozone, it is an indisputable fact that excessive state spending has led to unsustainable levels of debt and deficits that now threaten our economic welfare. Piling on more debt now will stunt rather than stimulate economic growth in the long run. Governments in and beyond the Eurozone need not just to commit to fiscal consolidation, they need to start delivering on it now. The recipe is as simple as it is hard to implement in practice. Western democracies and other countries, faced with high levels of debt and deficits, need to cut expenditures and increase revenues, however politically painful. There is some concern that fiscal consolidation, a smaller public sector and more flexible labor markets, could undermine demand in these countries in the short term. I am not convinced this is a foregone conclusion, but even if it were, there is a trade-off between short-term pain and long-term gain. An increase in consumer and investor confidence and a shortening of unemployment lines will, in the medium term, cancel out any short-term dip in consumption. Adapted from Skidelsky, Robert, Stimulus, Not Austerity is the Key to Global Economic Recovery, The Guardian, July 2013. Schäuble, Wolfgang, Why Austerity is the Only Cure for the Eurozone, Financial Times, September 2011.